Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio, right here from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. I'm telling you, we are so excited to have all of our listeners from all across the World Wide Web. We just thank you so much for tuning in. As you know, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and I have another dynamic and motivational and exciting guest that I'm going to bring on today. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show airs every week on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but we also have special segments such as today's segment. So we thank those that are tuning in today. To find out more about the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, you can tune in and check out my official website, which is www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's mitchell-productions.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am so excited to have with me a gentleman who's going to be talking to us about a phenomenal event that is coming to the capital city this very week, and it is the second annual MVP All-Stars and Friends Training and Convention, and I'm excited to bring to the mic now Prophet Michael Claiborne. Welcome to the show, Prophet Claiborne.
Well, God bless you, Charvette. I'm blessed to be here. Thank you.
We are glad to have you. All right, so tell us about this phenomenal event that's coming this week. Give us all of the details.
Well, it's going to be tremendous and really phenomenal. I just want to say hello to all of your guests around the world, and I'm honored to be on your show today.
Yes.
Seeing as though you've had so many great, wonderful people prior to me, Thelma and
yes.
Viv, I'm just excited.
Yes.
I'm honored to be on your show. But we're coming to the Richmond area. First and foremost, I want to send out a lot of love to my baby sister and my twin sister, a phenomenal pastor right there. Your friend, Pastor
yes.
Michelle Claiborne, is my twin sister. And so she's there in Richmond doing a wonderful work. And so I'm just excited to be coming down there. We'll probably spend some time with her. But we're coming to the Richmond Convention Center for our annual MVP All-Star Training and Convention,
yes.
which is a convention that constantly shares and teaches and trains and coaches people in wealth, but not just talking about it,
mm-hmm.
but showing you how to attain it. And one reason why it's called MVP is because everybody wants to be an MVP. Some of us has never played basketball, never played sports, but we want to be the MVP in our family. We want to be the heroes back in our lives. And this is one of the things that I'm so passionate about. I'm so glad to connect with this wonderful group of people who's
yes.
trying to put you back on the mantelpiece in your family. You know, we all know Martin Luther King. We all know Malcolm X. We're all so excited about this historic event that's happening this coming up real soon with Barack Obama. We're
yes.
all excited, even about Hillary's run. We're excited about these people. But you want to be in your family to your children and your children's children. You want to be the one that's on the mantelpiece. You want to be the one that even when you're gone, your family say, I know Grandma and I know Pop and Great-Grandma
right.
because they have left something for me.
Yes,
and so this event is a wealth-building kind of event.
Wow. Tell us about the agenda for this conference and event.
Well, the agenda is we're going to be doing training on how to first recognize an opportunity. See, one of the things that I've learned is that wealth doesn't come because you just click your heels three times.
Definitely.
Wealth doesn't come because you quote a lot of faith scripture. That's why I wanted to come on your show, because a lot of times with our Christians, we've been in church 30, 20, 30, 40 years,
mm-hmm.
and we've quote every scripture in the Bible, yet nothing has happened for us. And we wonder why. It's because we haven't been trained or taught or how to recognize when an opportunity, because wealth is timing, opportunity, and position. People
That's
who
true.
Are wealthy has positioned themselves for when the wind come or when the wind blow or when the storm happens, they're in the right place and in the right position. And so this event is going to be training on how to not only recognize it, how to go after the opportunity, how to move on the opportunity, but how to be trained all the way there. Because as I shared with you earlier, we've been trained in everything in our life from the time we were children. Even when we were babies, your parents would say, come on, walk, come on and walk, come on and walk. Someone coached you, someone trained you through school, someone trained you in Little League, someone trained you in high school and in college. But it seems like what happened as we got older, no one's trained us. People has preached to us, people have talked to us, they have prophesied, this is your year, you're going to be blessed, this is your miracle, this is your time. But no one actually held me by my hand and showed me. And the reason why is because most of the people that you know, take time, think about five of your friends that you hang around with. Most of them are not millionaires, and let's be honest, if you never made a million, you can't tell me how to make a million.
That's true.
Because it's a mindset. Wealthy people think different than broke folks.
They think different.
So this event is going to be teaching on that. We're going to be sharing on how to move on those opportunities, how to act when wealth happens, how to recognize that you connect with the right people. You know, you don't ask the person on the valley with you how to get to the mountain. You holler up to the person that's on the mountain and say, what foothold did you use? Let me follow your footsteps. And so that's why training is so important, so somebody can teach me. I don't know it all. Let me humble myself. And the Bible said he'll exalt you. That means promotion will come and wealth begin to flow to you because of that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Give us the dates and the location for this event.
Well, the dates is Friday, June the 27th, and Saturday, June the 28th. This event is going to be at the Greater Richmond Convention Center down there, or 403 North 9th Street, which is right there downtown Richmond, Virginia. And we're going to be there from 8 probably right until about 10 or 11 that night. We'll have a couple breakout sessions and dinner and lunch. It's a pay event, but because I've been so blessed by your show and blessed just to know you over the years through my sister and them, just to know you over the years, what I want to do is I want to invite 20 of your guests that writes in or call you and say to you, Charvette, I was so blessed by this. I want to invite them Friday night. I'm going to open up Friday night's event, and I'm going to invite them to be my special guest.
Wow.
To be my special guest on Friday night. It's a paid event. People have already paid for it. It's going to be about 3,000 people there. But what I will do for your people, and I'll put it out there now, not only will I do that, but I will make sure that I bless each and every one of them with some kind of special gift.
Listeners, did you hear that? Okay, so say that one more time, just in case somebody was sleeping at the wheel.
Absolutely.
The first 20 people.
The first 20 people. That tells me they've been listening to your show.
Yes.
That tells me that they love your show. They love what you're doing, you know, and I want them to continue. Call more people to listen to your show, and so we can take your show to be the number one highest rated show on the internet. That's my prayer and my prophecy for you. And that's what we want to do. The first 20 people that are in the Richmond, Virginia, Washington, that you can get to Richmond on Friday night at 7 o'clock, you're going to come as my special guest. Not going to cost you anything.
Wow,
my special guest.
Ladies and gentlemen, for those that are listening and that want to partake in this great invitation, you can send an email to me, and I will make sure you have the right contact. And the email address is info, and that's info@mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's info@mitchell-productions.com. You can also go to my main website, mitchell-productions.com, and use the contact page. Anywhere you come at us, we'll make sure you get the right information so you can partake in this wonderful opportunity. What a blessing. Thank you so much for sharing that with our listeners.
Well, I want to be a blessing to the people of God. At 21 years I've been preaching around the country, been a blessing spiritually, and we want to be a blessing in every area. You know, the Bible talks about wholeness.
Yeah.
Wholeness is complete. You know, it's one thing that I see people, and they're praying and they believe in God, and this economy is affecting them. They're losing their jobs. They're going through in their homes. You know, and it's talk about wholeness. Somebody needs to lead me by my hand and walk me through it. And that's what it's happened for me. You know, the Bible tells us that a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. I'm not just talking about preaching prosperity in the day.
Yeah.
I'm talking about setting yourself up in a place where this wealth will continue and outlive you. See, you know what I know, and you're real close to the Washington area at Charvette, and they're trying to build a memorial for Martin Luther King. What I do know is this. They don't build memorials to people who do nothing.
That's very true.
They build memorials to people who've done something that outlived them. And I told God, I said, God, I want to do something that outlives me, that people will see my great-great-grandchildren and say, my family is better because of Prophet Claiborne, that we've done something, not because I'm trying to make my name great, but it's time to help change some people's lives so we can build this kingdom so that churches don't have to go to banks and banks turn us down. We want to be in a position that we can write checks and say, let's bless the kingdom, that we can write a check for your show. And
yes.
Say, listen, half an hour is not enough. Let's make your show bigger. Let's own the station. Whatever it takes to do that, we love the kingdom. See, we don't need to look for the Oprahs and all of these folks because these people might not love the kingdom like we do.
Right.
But we already love the kingdom. All we need is more money so that we can do more things, not just for the fine cars and 20 houses. I'm not talking about just that. I'm talking about, yes, you're going to get your blessings, but I'm talking about being in a position to be able to have something that carries on. I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, I used to hear parents all the time say, I ain't leaving nothing for my kids. I'm spending it all. We have to change that mentality.
Absolutely.
We have to change that mentality.
Absolutely. So what would you say would be the nutshell thing that people will walk away, tangible things that people will walk away from this conference that they can go and then implement and do to help them get to this level of success?
The main tangible thing is timing.
Okay.
Opportunity and position. I often say that is because I've watched, even throughout the world, I've read a major book called Think and Grow Rich, which
mm-hmm.
is a very, very powerful book. I encourage your listeners to pick that book up. And this gentleman writes about the wealth of about 500 men, but he often constantly, consistently says that it's right there on the pages. And I used to read that, and I'm saying, what's the secret? And I'm reading this book. I've read it 3 times, 4 times, 7 times, and I missed it.
Yeah.
And about the 8th time, a new beginning, when I read it, the answer was think and grow rich. As a man thinketh,
mm-hmm.
so is he.
Yeah.
But not only think it, but recognize opportunities. See, opportunities don't wait for people. They go
right
to the next person.
Right. One monkey don't stop a show.
They don't stop it at all.
Right.
But what happens is that opportunity knocks. And because our parents has put us in the fear place of skepticism and don't talk to strangers. See, the Bible never says don't talk to strangers. It said be careful how you entertain them.
Right.
Because they could be strangers. They could be angels unaware. We miss opportunities. There's many opportunities in our life that we have missed. I remember a quick story. I'll share this with you. Is that Bill Gates, who we know is the richest man in the world
mm-hmm.
right now, worldwide, he's the richest. I mean, that's awesome right there alone.
Right.
Okay. And Bill Gates, that's awesome alone. I don't care what nobody says.
Right.
That's all over the world. He made a statement. He says that when he dropped out of school, he talked to 5 of his friends about what he was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked each one of them to make a $1,000 investment. Well, they all did. But 2 of them went home, and one of them, his wife said, listen, we need that money for some other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to go back and get it. And the other one just did not do it. Well, right now, 3 of the 3 that did, they're
mm-hmm.
all billionaires.
Mm.
2 of them still work for the company. They work for the company. They have their partnership, and they have major stock with the company, as well as the other gentleman. He left and started his own company. But they're all still billionaires. Now, watch this. You would have looked at a gentleman, most of us would say, he dropped out of school. Why am I giving him my money? We got to recognize that God is trying to bless us, give us a blessing. We got to move on opportunity. So when they leave here, they're going to know that there are things that are going to happen around me. I've been praying for it. I've been waiting for it. I've been hoping for it. I've been wishing for it, and something happened. See, the Lord woke me up and said, call Charvette. So I emailed
mm-hmm,
me and said,
mm-hmm.
tell her that you want to be a blessing to the people of God. And I just obeyed him.
Phenomenal, and we certainly appreciate that. Again, listeners, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I am interviewing Prophet Michael Claiborne, and he is talking about the 2nd annual MVP All-Stars and Friends Training and Convention that is taking place in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, this Friday and this Saturday at the Greater Richmond Convention Center. Of course, that's downtown Richmond, 403 North 9th Street. If you want to take him up on this wonderful opportunity to attend Friday night free of charge, please send me an email at info, that's I-N-F-O, at mitchell-productions.com. We are quickly wrapping up the show here. Prophet Claiborne, final thoughts and comments from you.
Well, what I want to say is thank you. I appreciate that. I touch and agree that God's just going to do a tremendous thing over your ministry that God has given you. I just
thank
believe
you.
God for that, because I often tell people prosperity follows the prophet. So I speak that word. But I want to share with your listeners that we've got to understand that this is not only our time and our season, but the Bible said that God is transferring the wealth to his people. I'm not speaking about, like, you just hear people that's just saying the pie in the sky. But I'm talking about doors are going to open. We simply just got to walk through these doors. Not only walk through it, but Charbette, I just believe when I walk through the door,
mm-hmm.
I need to leave it open.
Yes.
For everybody to come through it. I used to preach for many, many years that if I walk through a door and there's $1 million on the side or there's millions coming out that door, I'm going to open the door and say, come on, everybody, all my friends. I'm calling
right.
all my friends, all the saints, all my family. Why? Because I'm not going to lose anything.
Right.
I'm going to be even more blessed. But most time people get blessed and they forget people. So I want your listeners to know, let's keep in touch. Let's call everyone. Let's get it on our iPods. Do whatever we got to do. Let's keep Charvette Mitchell's radio show going. We want to keep her blessing. We're going to send much love to her. Email her every now and then. Just say, listen, we love you. We appreciate you. And we want to keep you on the radio.
Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate your time, and thank you for coming to talk to us about this phenomenal conference. And that's going to actually wrap up our show. Again, thank you for coming, Prophet Claiborne.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, tune in every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and also stay on the lookout for special segments such as this. Until next time, peace and love.
Hunters Productions and God's Anointed Touch Ministries presents the third annual HP Virginia Gospel Showcase, July 25th and 26th at the Tabernacle Christian Church in Suffolk. Friday, July 25th, will showcase soloists, choirs, ensembles, praise dancers, spoken word artists, along with a free concert featuring Vershawn Mitchell and Troy Sneed. Saturday, July 25th is Quartet Night, plus a free concert featuring Ty Scott recording artist Bishop Leonard Scott.
Contestants will have a chance to win a $1,000 cash prize
and a demo deal from R&T Digital Recording Studio. Judges for this dynamic event include Brian Scott, CEO of Ty Scott Records, Troy Sneed, CEO of Intro Records, Minister Earl Bynum, Sheila Bell, CEO of The Bell Report, and many more.
Woo!
For more info or to register your group, call 242-4151. That's 242-4151. Or log on to HP Virginia Gospel Showcase. It's the third annual HP Virginia Gospel Showcase, July 25th and 26th at the Tabernacle Christian Church, 2500 East Washington Street in Suffolk.
My name is Rosa, and I'm a black business owner of a home-based business with bath, body, and spa products that are made of natural ingredients. My husband and I started this business in November 2003, where we specialize in Dead Sea bath salts that has healing powers in them when used on a regular basis. Our salt has 21 minerals in them and comes straight out of Israel from the Dead Sea. Please join us on our website at www.essentialsbath-n-body.com.